2019-20 season is upon us, and it's all 15 PSL coaches trying to wrestle the league title away from coach Pito Mosimane. Signings have been made, teams have beefed up their team squad and their technical teams, but who will win the ABSA Premiership? Who do you think will be relegated when the season ends on the 9th of May next year? We are all patiently waiting for kickoff tomorrow. We will be watching as 2019-20 season unfolds right before our eyes. Hello and welcome to Sokala Duma Radio, and this is the weekend special.
Sokala Duma Radio.
In today's episode, we speak to SuperSport United coach Kaitano Tembo ahead of their big clash tomorrow against Crosstown Rivals Mamelodi Sundowns. We also hear from coach Pito Mosimane about how he won the league last season. There's also coach Micho Stradojevic, who outlines his plans for the new season. But before all of that, let us hear from the mother body, which is the Premier Soccer League. We spoke to PSL spokesperson Lutolo September, and this was our conversation.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Lutolo September joins us on the line. Buti, welcome to SL Radio and thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for the opportunity and talk to the football supporters out there.
2019-20 season is upon us. Just a day before kickoff. PSL office ready for the new season?
Look, football in this country, football in the world, is not just 90 minutes. It's part of life. And I think for the last month or so, we have been missing a huge part of our life when we didn't see top-flight football playing. And of course, tomorrow is the big opening weekend of the ABSA Premiership, the countdown. I'm getting nervous just listening and thinking about it, looking at the teams that are going to be playing in the ABSA Premiership, all the 16 clubs. And of course, you know, you look at the finale on that fateful day on the 11th of May. Mm. Such emotion, such tension, such excitement. So I think we're in for something special once again.
Wow. Yes, but I just need you to please take us through the process before the league season begins. What happens? Are there any meetings that take place, like outlining plans for the new season, venues, etc.? Please take us through it. What happens before the new season starts?
You know, this is what people won't believe us. We finished playing the last game of the season on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. On a Tuesday, we're having the first meeting planning for the upcoming season.
Wow.
So since that Tuesday up to today, we have been planning for the upcoming season throughout, and from budgeting to consulting teams to preparing manuals to consulting sponsors to preparing plans, activations. There's a lot. I know my mother often says that, you just get paid to go and watch football. but the reality is that, you know, being here at the office, there's a lot that happens. The work started literally on a Tuesday after the season finished. We just got Monday off. And afterwards, we're back at the office planning for the new season.
Wow. And yes, but I need to just to tell me something. What happened if, for example, you have the new boys, Stellenbosch, struggling maybe to find a suitable venue that isn't the PSL standard, as it was the case with Thohoyandou Stadium before it was fixed last season? Is there a time frame that the PSL sets for a team to find a suitable home ground?
Well, the onus of finding a home stadium is on the team, you know, the member club. The member club must provide a stadium or a field or a facility that meets all the requirements. But we also assist our member clubs, you know, we meet each other some way to ensure that they understand what is required and everybody is on the same page with it. And whenever we promote clubs, I mean, let me tell you something. Stellenbosch were promoted on a Sunday. On a Thursday, a PSL team delegation was already in Stellenbosch trying to talk to them about what is needed, what is going to be happening. And they were inspecting their facility. So this is not an afterthought. As I said to you, literally 4 days after they were promoted, we were there.
Wow. Seems like there's a lot, when I put Lutolo, that people don't know about the PSL. And it only takes conversation like this one for people to find out. But Budam, like in all other big leagues in the world, the PSL had their fair share of criticism from fans last season, especially with things regarding to discipline and how the league takes time to deal with agent matters, the proactiveness of the league, if I may say. But now, Budukolo, what have the league done in making sure that such issues will be dealt with faster this time around, or better still, be prevented from happening?
Look, first of all, I mean, whenever you are the leading content provider or you're a topic discussion, you must expect that at times you'll be criticized. Whenever you're a big organization like the PSL, you must accept that you will be criticized sometimes, fairly or unfairly. So whenever it's fair, you must reflect. Whenever it's unfair, you must just carry on to do what you're doing. Of course, there are a lot of things that we learn along the way. We are not a perfect organization. We are not saintly. There are no holy cows here. Sure. But we are doing a lot of good work. Mm. This league, and I say this as somebody who's worked in many parts of the world, this league has some of the best practices in the world.
Mm. Yeah. Woody, now, since this is in Iqalangom, so what can the people of South Africa expect from the PSL this coming season?
I think more than anything, yes. The Absa Premiership kicks off Ngom, so let's go and support our product. Let's support our team. Yeah. Football is bigger than life.
And obviously, the prize money increase for all the PSL teams is not only motivation for the clubs, but for the league as well. What does it mean, though, to you as the league when the sponsors are responding positively to the brand?
We are living in difficult times now, whereby the sponsors are tightening the belt, spending money in sponsorship rights and acquisition. But the football in this country is the only industry that continues to grow and attract sponsorship. I mean, you saw yesterday with the Glad Africa Championship introduction. Now, show me one other sport that is actually attracting that. Mm. Now, it talks about leadership. It talks about the confidence the corporate world has in our product and leadership. Mm. Because people invest in something that they trust and they have confidence in. And we are just very, very lucky and privileged to be living in this time. What's important is that, I mean, members of the media, including yourself, I mean, without the PSL football, there is no Soccer La Duma. Mm. So it's in your interest as well to promote this league, not in a sweetheart partnership. We're not looking for PR people. Mm. We're looking for people to push the positive news about our brand, Africa.
Udom, see you at 3 p.m. Saturday at Lucas Morepe Buti. Thank you so much for taking your time and speaking to us here on SL Radio.
Cool, man. Thanks a lot, you know. Soccer La Duma Radio.
Big, big games we are expecting tomorrow. Some derbies all around the PSL tomorrow. First derby will be defending champions Mamelodi Sundowns taking on SuperSport United at Lucas Moripe at 3 p.m. Runners-up last season, Orlando Pirates welcome Bloemfontein Celtic at the Orlando Stadium at 6 p.m. AmaZulu against third place finishers last season, Bidvest Wits at King Zwelithini Stadium at 8 o'clock. Chippa United up against new boys Stellenbosch tomorrow at 3 p.m. at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium. Then on Sunday, Highlands Park take on Kaizer Chiefs at Makolong Stadium in Tembisa. Then Golden Arrows up against Maritzburg United at Sugar Ray Kulu Stadium in the KZN Derby. And lastly, Black Leopards will be locking horns against Polokwane City in that Polokwane Derby. Then on Monday, it will be Baroka United taking on Bidvest Wits. All those games starting at 3 p.m. Remember to always be on the lookout on our Facebook fan page. We always send out requests for WhatsApp voice notes. And last night, we asked you, the loyal listeners of LSL Radio, what you think of your team signing so far. Who will take down Mamelodi Sundowns from the top? These are some of your voice notes.
Sundowns is the most strongest team in the PSL at the moment. And these are players that also have experience in the CAF Champions League. I see Sundowns retaining their title for the third consecutive time and getting that second star on their badge. You know, as much as other teams also will be in the title race, I think it will come down to which team has the most experience when it comes to winning titles, when it comes to momentum, when it comes to the experience, the confidence. And I think Mamelodi Sundowns players has all those at the moment. So Sundowns will win the league in this new season.
I think Kaizer Chiefs must start playing the good football that we know back in the days of Skara Ngobese, the days of Collis Mbesuma. We must go back there now. That's the time, that's the thing we have to do, is to go back there. Please, you must play it, players that are ready to play. Don't play the old stuff they was playing even last season. Some of the places they don't deserve, like Ramon Patel doesn't deserve to play back again, because they're not making any difference.
The season is upon us. Yes, I agree. What I want to tell everybody is this season is going to be full of love, full of new faces, new people from other countries, new people from other places, wherever. And from me, hi, this season is going to be lit. This season is going to be fun, full of fun. And I'm going to enjoy it. But as for Mamelodi Sundowns will never top the throne again. This is going to Orlando. This is going to Soweto, Orlando. We're taking this to Orlando. Hi, Kanjani. We're taking this to Orlando.
Who will take down Mamelodi Sundowns? That is the big question. And coach Peter Mosimane spoke to the media on Wednesday, where he spoke about the game that won him the league at FNB Stadium and how he feels about having his full strength squad for preseason for the first time in 5 years.
The Chiefs, that match, I ran down the line. And I will tell you later why. I ran down the line too. Because why? Because I thought I'll get a point. And the way it is, I got 3, okay? So I got 2 more points, and I won the league with 2 more points. Now I can tell you, 2 more points, I won the league. And I always tell you, be very careful of games in FNB, be very careful in games at Orlando, be very careful of the games in Melpak, be very careful of the games in Tembisa, okay? Be careful of the games in Cape Town City. You got to be very careful, and there's always a blooper somewhere in Polokwane. And we were talking from experience. I know. Sometimes I said, hey, the coach said, no, it's okay. I take a point. And then she said, but how can a team, big team like this, take a point? We should be going for it. Oh, okay. In Free State starts in Bethlehem. You score the goal. Second half, what do I need? Do I need the second goal or do I need to leave the trophy? So we wanted to leave the trophy. I played it quiet, and the clock ran and ran, and it finished, and the trophy is there. So be very careful how you play. Sometimes we go open, sometimes you go medium, sometimes you go a little bit ultra and keep it quiet. So you must never regret of what you're doing, because remember, with more players that I spend more money on, unlike you, I also know how to play quiet. It's part of the game, because I've seen Pep Guardiola playing quiet.
Yes.
Also. Yeah. And sometimes I defend with the ball. I defend with the ball. I have the ball, I'm defending, but you don't know I'm defending. Because I'm keeping it from you, because I know you will score. I might not be scoring, but you have more chance. I have 70% of the ball, you must score from 30%. So you have to be a very good team to score from 30%. And that's the one chance, because every team's got one or two chances. You have to take it, you have to see it. And if you don't have experienced players, they don't take it, anything can happen. You know what disappointed me this year? This time, the Cup of Nations came here. You know, I thought if Cup of Nations was next year, this year, I would have had a whole program with my players. Now, here I am now, Mark. I've got 9 players who haven't trained with me. I'm playing on Saturday. Who cares? The supporters are there singing. Hey, they want to win. There's no story. And you are right to say, oh, Sundowns, with the caliber of players they have, they should have won. It is true. But the reality says it is not the same. Look at the Man City. Look at their program in China, in the US. Where's Aguero? They're playing Copa America. They're not there. Where's Jesus? They're not there. So we can't make that as an excuse, Sundowns, to say it is an excuse or what. No. If you ask Barca, if you ask Madrid, if you ask those teams who are playing a lot of games in the Champions League and up to the end, it's Liverpool and them, it is normal. It is what you go through. And that is why it's not very easy in the beginning. I'm playing, we were playing Blue Falcon Celtic, am I right? In the top 8.
Yeah,
one number 8. Yeah. Well, I mean, those guys, ask them when did they start training. They'll be faster, they'll be quicker than us. So we need to use experience. That's when you need experience to say, hey, these guys, they're too strong, they're too quick, they're powerful. I mean, play Highlands Park, you're in trouble. They're too quick, they're faster, they're on the momentum. So you need to score that odd goal, have a chance and make a chance and score from it and manage it. In 3 weeks' time, Sundowns will be coming up. Mark, 3 weeks' time, because we had a rest. I know you guys are disappointed in the transfer market with us. The first season I came to Sundowns, I signed 11 players. 11 because I went through what I went through and I said, oh, this is what I have. I need to change the team for the future. And I sent 11 players and we struggled also with 11 players. Ever since that, we are the quietest team in the transfer. Why? Is it because we've got the resources to go and buy players? No. This thing of buying players, a lot of players at Sundowns, I told you, I said, this is not the way. You need to buy what you need. And you need to say, I have Tembazwane. If I bring a player who's going to play in Tembazwane, he has to be minimum same or better. Very difficult to find in the local market. Very difficult to find. So we are our own enemies because we've created, because I've kept this team for the last 5-6 years. And it's the Coke, Ghana, Langaman, you know the story. They've been there. And I'm yet to see a player who play in that position who is slightly going to make a difference, who can put him on the bench. That's what you do. So if you don't have that, why we have to sign? It's not only you who is disappointed with us not signing. No, I don't want to mention. Sundowns themselves say, hey, why are you not signing?
Coach Pizzo also dismissed talks that Pirates are running the same race as Sundowns. And lastly, the coach spoke about the big rumors linking his former attacker, Kama Biliat, back to Sundowns, and this is what he said.
But let's be honest, Pirates has been a well-rested team for the last 2 years.
Yeah,
you can't check those programs. They've done well, we give them credit. The year before when they came at us, they never even played top 8.
Yeah.
We're fresh and well-rested, okay? This year, they at least went to the group stages, but they were well-rested. You know, I had 4 more games that I put that they did not. Mm. They were playing Saturday to Saturday. So they were well rested. And I can say that straight. Until you run the same program with me, then you're competing with me. When you are not running the same program with me, you are not competing. Because I can't say a 90, somebody who's doing a marathon and somebody who's a comrade. And then you say, no, I competed with you. No. Put 40 more kilos to finish that on the steep. Then we talk when we get to the end point. So Paris was rested the last 5 games. They were well rested, and you could see how the hammer people 4, 5, they were well rested. Where was I? I remember from Rabat to Toyando in 3 days. Mm. That was the big one. So we're not competing until we do the same thing. Then we can compete. I should be very careful on this issue. I need to respect the Kaizer Chiefs. It's a big institution, and the league will find me. If they complain to the league, they'll find me off poaching their players, because he's Kelsey's player. So we need to respect that. You know, if we want Kama, what do we need to do? We speak to the Chiefs club to club. You know the story. And they will say us, you know, we're selling, we don't sell. You know, sometimes you don't sell. You know, even Messi's got a price, let's be honest. I think if somebody comes and give me, coach, Owen here, and they say, hey, coaches, they're giving you $1 million net per month. I mean, I think we are gone, coach. Am I right? We have the price. So everybody has a price, but I can't talk about it because it belongs to Kaizer Chiefs. And if we want to talk, we talk to Kaizer Chiefs. It's proper. I need to give them respect. But once I speak about their players, they'll report me to PSL. You know, John Gomitis last year wrote a big love story for me. And I must learn from those things. You know, and even on that one, you were there in the press conference. You were asking me if would I like to have a player like that. I said, why not? Who would not want to have a player like that? Ask old coach here and ask him, would you like to have Tembazwane or Serena on your team? We said, why not? I would like to have them. But now when it comes out, I report him. How can you speak about my players contracted to me? We have to be careful on that.
Soccer like Duma Radio.
Well, we didn't just end there. We also went across the street in Tshwane and spoke to coach of SuperSport United, Kaetano Tembo. Coach, welcome and thank you very much for joining us on SL Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
Preparations going well ahead of the Tshwane derby against neighbors Mamelodi Sundowns on Saturday?
Yeah, and I think in the 7th week of our pre-season. Mm. We started training on the 18th of June. I think the preparations have been going well, preparing for the derby. I think it's a game which all the players are looking forward to playing to because it's a big game.
Mm. And of course, I guess all those preparations includes the upcoming 2019-20 season. How are the new players responding to the culture and your way of doing things at SuperSport United?
Yeah, well, I think the players are gelling, you know, gradually. And I think I'm happy with the progress so far, especially from the new players. I think we've got signed players who, you know, who've got a good, you know, personality, players who've got, you know, a work ethic. And I think it's been a little bit, you know, easy for them to come in and fit in with the rest of the squad. But I'm really happy with the new players.
You know, Coach, I wanted to tell me something. What is the difference, though, Coach, when a player moves from these so-called smaller teams to SuperSport United, and when a player moves, say for example, from the bigger teams like your Kaizer Chiefs, your Sundowns, your Pirates, do these players adapt differently?
Yeah, I think it also depends on the personality of a person. You know, that's why I mentioned it. You know, especially with the players which have had Gavuza and Mahachi, I think they've got a very good personality. Players who are very humble, and I think it's been easy for them to, you know, just fit in, you know, with the rest of the squad. I think we are, our foundation is built on, you know, hard work. Our players are very humble. They work very hard. And I've seen, you know, with Gabuza and Mahachi as well, they are, you know, very humble people. And it's been very good to see them, you know, gelling in with the rest of the team and, you know, fitting in, you know, so well.
Oh, the team overall, SuperSport United, they didn't have a good 2018-19 season. Over the years, the team has been known as that team that wins silverware on a regular basis. But on just on your personal perspective, how would you sum up the club's 2018-19 season of the team?
If I look at where we were coming from, especially the previous season, where we had to fight, you know, relegation. I think we survived relegation on the last day of the season.
Sure.
But we also ended up getting into the top eight. But I think based on that, I would say probably maybe we had a fair enough, you know, season, because we got to the final of the MTN 8 and, you know, we finished sixth. And I think with also four games to go, we're still in the running for the league. But at the same time, in terms of collecting silverware, I think I wouldn't, you know, say it was a good season for us, because I think we are used to, you know, picking up, you know, silverware, you know, each and every season. But at the same time, also our squad has been changing, more like in a transition, you know, period where we have been, you know, losing our most experienced players.
Sure.
And also this coming season, we've lost most experienced players, but, you know, we've got also young players coming in, you know, to fill in the void, you know, left to those players. If you look at it, Morgan Gold leaving, Yeye leaving, James Keane leaving. And I think that's about maybe probably 100 years of experience leaving, and having youngsters who coming in as well to, you know, to plug that hole, which is a huge responsibility. And because we are a club which believes in, you know, getting what we need, not what we just want, you know. So I think we are on the right direction as well. That's where you see the emergence of young players like Luke Flair coming to, you know, play a huge role of getting more opportunities, you know, to play. And I think we'll start to see more and more of those youngsters as well this coming season.
Talking about those youngsters, one of your shining youngsters, the current young footballer of the season, that is Tebogo Mokoena. There's also Aubrey Modiba, Ronwen Williams, Bradley Grobler. Those are your four star players from last season. You must be obviously happy that club CEO Mr. Stan Matthews has come out and said those four players are not going anywhere, at least for this season. What does that mean about your plans for the new season?
If you look at those players, Tebogo Mokoena is only 22. Aubrey Modiba is only 23. And already they are co-members of the team. You know, that says a lot about, you know, us as a club, you know, in terms of giving opportunities to young players. So I think we also need to, you know, have them for maybe 2-3 seasons, because they can move on to Europe, because we always want them to also open up spaces for other young players coming through, you know, from our academy, from, you know, from our, you know, MDC team. Now we've just signed in also another youngster, Jesse Don, who was playing for Ubuntu. He's only 19.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to see him play in a year's time, playing, you know, a role in the first team. So we can only do that when we also have other young players also stepping up, playing in regularly.
What would you say was the biggest thing that hindered your team from performing to the best of their abilities last season?
Well, I think last season we started very well. And if you look at it, we got into the final, you know, the MTN 8.
Sure.
And I think soon after that, we lost our most key players like Even Rusike got injured. Brady Kobler got injured. Dean Feynman got injured. Thabo Mnyamane, you know, got injured and they were out for about 6 months, you know. And those were the most senior players. And I think also, it also gave an opportunity for, you know, young players like Sipho Mpule, Gambani Mulungu, Kamo Masasi, you know, to play a little bit more, although we're not looking forward to see them too soon. But they were called upon, you know, too soon to, you know, to fill in the void and the gaps left by those senior players. And I think probably if we had those players, the 5 months which they were missing, we could have, you know, collected more points than we did. But nevertheless, I think for me, that's why I always look back and say, what were the positives? I think the positives for me were those youngsters coming up, but still kept the team going, and we could still fight for the league as well, but still using those youngsters. So it shows the type of youngsters which we have. We have youngsters who are very hungry, who've got hunger and desire to succeed. That's all we need.
And obviously, we cannot run away from injuries. They are part of this beautiful game. But apart from the injuries last season, are there any things which the fans of the team, SuperSport United, can expect the team to do differently this time around?
Yeah, most definitely. I think this season we're going to play with more aggression. And I think last season we were not consistent. We never really won like 2-3 games in a row, you know, consistently. And we're not that consistent. I think we'll pick up points here and there. But this season we want to be a little bit more consistent and pick up, you know, points consistently. And I think that's one area which we need to try and move, you know, improve, I mean, you know, this coming season.
And how do you make sure you keep that consistency going, coach, especially if you are going to be challenging for the league title?
Sometimes we need also to have strong bench because, like we said, you know, injuries are part of the game. And sometimes, you know, players do, you know, lose form. Sometimes they get fatigued. But you always need to have, you know, better quality, you know, players also coming in to replace the ones who've been playing. And we would need to have a little bit more depth and quality in certain areas, especially in our attack. Hence, we're still looking for, you know, areas to beef up as well, bringing in probably another striker and two attacking players as well.
Wow. And you've obviously released a few players while also adding a bit of depth into the team. Will you say you've got enough to challenge for league honours this season, or you believe you still have to beef up a bit?
No, we still have to beef up, you know, with the there's still time, you know. I think we still have a month before the window closes.
Sure.
We will, you know, also beef up, you know, in certain areas, which I say that, you know, especially in attack, you know, bring in a few players which will bring, you know, a different dimension into our attack.
And lastly, coach, before I let you go, what's the latest with Thabo Qalinge? Last we checked, he was training with the team. What's the latest there?
He's still training with us, but I think with him, we're going to make an announcement. I think in the club, we'll make an announcement in the coming week.
Will the coach be keen to keep him?
Well, I think there's no doubt about his quality as a player. But like I said, there are other things also which needs to be, you know, looked at, you know, which we have to make sure that we respect, you know, until all the formalities are done.
All right, coach, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
I think the team that are going to dethrone Mamelodi Sundowns are Orlando Pirates, because they've signed quality players. You can see from the technical team to the players from last season and the season before last season, they were determined. I think this will be the season of delivery from Coach Mitchell. Another team that I think they are going to challenge Mamelodi Sundowns are Cape Town City. I think Benny is also determined this season. He has the players. I think this is his season where he can say, you know what, I can really do this. I think he also going to challenge for a league. It's going to be difficult because even Black Leopards, I think this season are going to be the dark horses of the league. They have quality players. Even there, you can see with the players that they've just signed now, and they're going to be very, very dangerous, especially when they're playing at home. The only thing that is going to stop them is the fact that they have to put the same amount of energy and determination when they are playing the away games, because at home, they are very difficult to build
and they're going to give a lot of teams a problem this season. So those three teams, I think it's going to be between Orlando Pirates, Cape Town City, and Black Leopard. Those three teams are the only teams that I think they can challenge Mamelodi Sundowns. It's going to be a very exciting season, and I'm already looking forward to it.
A very good morning, Soccer Laduma listeners. You are speaking to Coach Bonaventure, the quarter of Moroka Swallows. The competition is going to be tight this season. Yes, Sundowns played well last season, but Pirates is going to give Sundowns a great threat this season. And I also see, even before I can see the games played, Bidvest Vets, they are very quiet. I didn't see their practice matches during the preseason, but now, mark my words, Bidvest Vets and Orlando Pirates are going to be a great team to beat this season. Thank you very much. Have a lovely weekend.
I see Coach Mitchell emulating Rudy Kroll. You will remember that the former did not win anything on his first two seasons. On his third season, he went for a treble. Not to say that I see Coach Mitchell going for a treble, but I at least see him winning a double, with the league title being one of those. So, in my very sound opinion, the Buccaneers will dethrone Masandawana. It is time we see change now. Bucks are well equipped for the season. They are well equipped for winning the league title and one other cup.
Sokala Duma Radio.
There's also Orlando Pirates taking on Bloemfontein Celtics tomorrow, and the Buccaneers had a media open day yesterday where club coach and midfielder Ben Motsoari spoke to the media. First up, Coach Mitchell speaks about the preparations for tomorrow's game and how they are planning to correct the mistakes they made last season. Coach also talks about the expectations for the new season and how they are going to be rotating the squad in the new season.
It is unbelievable how time is passing very fast. It seemed like it was yesterday when we played that last match of the season against Polokwane. Our supporters were missing us. We had a comprehensive off-season where in the missing puzzle in mosaic of Orlando Pirates, we brought quality players on board, started with the pre-season. For all the hard work, dedication, and focus and concentration that players have put throughout the 6 weeks behind us, we are around the corner, journey of 30 matches, starting with the first match, and we are looking practically what we have done in pre-season to put in the practical action. Hungry of football, hungry to prove ourselves and quality of individuals and team, injected with the nine matches we have played, friendly matches we have played, and Carling Cup final last Saturday. We have worked all these days in order to set ourselves and to start in very positive note. Fully aware that we are playing against the team that is from top eight, coached by our former captain, Regnano Siema, team that is not by accident in top eight. They have an extreme amount of quality that has been injected with new players, new season, new approach. And when we look at that, it is around the corner, 48 hours to the game. I believe that we could declare that we are ready to go every match as it comes, to give out the best, and to whatever we have missed in last season, to do this time in a way that we want to surpass 57 points we got. We want to score more than 44 goals we have scored. We want to concede less than 24 we have conceded. And with such approach, believing in work we have done, believing in players we are having, believing in support that club is giving us, and management providing us all necessary conditions, not forgetting the most, we are existing due to our supporters, and we are, they are our spiritual owners. We know that they are with us. They are waiting to see us. I would like to invite them on Saturday to show a new spirit, to come and to be that player number 12 helping us to start the season in positive note. First of all, whatever we have earned and invested in this pre-season practically has reached a point that we are entering a competitive season. And having in mind that we're expecting starting CAF Champions League qualifiers next weekend, that this weekend we are starting APSA PSL, that around the corner is also the MTN Super 8. We're expecting 7+ matches during the month of August. And this is exactly a period where whatever we have invested need to get us profit through performances and results that we are looking for. Maintenance itself will go, practically we have no space to keep the balance of the team players that they will play and be rotated, will play. Others, we shall look for other ways of keeping them intact and ready anytime, because such amount of matches that we expect in 50+ during this season in front of us with 5 cups, 5 competitions, brings us in position that we need every single player we are having, and every single player is so important to us. We like as a coaches to tell to our players, we do not coach in this club, we do not coach our players, we love our players. So we shall keep loving them, keep improving them individually as a team, and this is a motto that is leading us to get always better. I disagree with you that it was nothing. It was so much and something in comparison where the team was moment when he arrived. On Saturday, when we start the league, will be exactly 2 years. And when I turn behind, you know, there are things that are called trophies, and there are some invisible trophies that have been left and will be left as a legacy, even moment when I will go from this great club. At all, not thinking about anything what has been behind, fully focused on the season in front of us, relaxed, because we are having leadership that is pushing us to reach the criteria and standards. Because once we reach the criteria and standards, trophies will necessarily come. Busy with reaching criteria standards individually, getting the best out of each player, getting the best out of team, getting the best for the team. I'm convinced and sure that once we reach those criteria standards, all other things will come as a product of what we are doing. As rest of the technical team, we are doing our the best in order things to come. We shall see what football will pay us back for the enormous investment with sleepless nights and hardworking days.
Midfielder Ben Mutswari was also in attendance in that presser and had this to say when asked about how they feel about being runners-up to Sundowns for the past 2 seasons.
Yeah, obviously for us as a club and as players, the way we finished last season is how we want to start. And for us, is to dominate our home games and trying to score more goals as much as we can. From the past 2 seasons that we had, you know, being runners-up, so for us, mostly it was a learning curve for most of the guys. So for us now to focus on this season, starting from Saturday, and we have to win that game, and then being brings positive vibes to the club, and for us to start and collecting maximum points as much as we can throughout the season.
And then there was some very sad news from the Pirates camp this week, with news that goalkeeper Brilliant Kuzwayo has been forced to retire from professional football. And the Pirates coach did make mention of the young goalkeeper. Coach Micho had this to say about Brilliant Kuzwayo.
For me, it's extremely emotional talking about Brilliant Kuzwayo. You know, I have already mentioned once, as a kid, I grew up in my country, and I was, as a kid, playing football, but also being part of a supporters group named Zulu Warriors. I never knew that I will come in the country called South Africa. And when I think about Brilliant, I would just say it has been a magnificent time and unbelievable memories. I call him Zulu Warrior in a way, reminder, because he really resembles everything in that regard. Generator of positive energy, every morning seeing him, and it was terrible looking at him. You know, what you expect from the player, and you know that he can deliver, but on the other side, that bridge between medical decision and your desire to put him, and all of us, we are really shocked and astonished with we have always believed that time will come where we shall have chance to have him in the goal, but unfortunately didn't meant to be. So I will just repeat what I mentioned in my tweet: wherever you are, whatever you do, may Almighty God bless you and give you the best in your future endeavors and challenges. But in the same moment, he need to know that he lives in memories, in great memories with us, because his character is a special character. And really, in the morning, we're having a protocol before prayers, and you have him when he comes in front of you. Even if you are stoned, you will start to smile, because in front of such a person, you cannot to not have a positive amount of emotions immediately when you come in the morning. Now that he has gone and this door has unfortunately closed, I know that many other doors and avenues to give back to football what football gave to him, in all the corrections, in everything what we have done and whatever we have seen, enormous capacity from the point that he can give to football. And he's not with us, but we know that he will live with us, and we know that he will be in the game of football, because football needs him and he needs football.
And thank you very much for listening to the first episode of the weekend special for the 2019-20 season. Remember, you can log on to slradio.co.za for previous episodes. This was the weekend special, and I am Shane Matsoyane. Goodbye for now.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.